The Breakfast Express.
So we've been following the plight of residents who've been battling with dry taps in several areas in KZN, especially Trenens Park, Verulam, which is now 7 months, kid you not, without water.
Unbelievable. So one of our avid listeners, Kogi, had made an appeal for assistance weeks ago and still has no water in her taps. We can only imagine the hardship of having to rely on tankers when they do come and the difficulty of managing without water for months on end, especially for the elderly. When we last spoke with the municipality, they said that the testing was still being done on valves which were repaired and further repairs were underway. So what's the delay now in supplying this basic human need to residents?
So we're chatting with Roshan from the Verulam Water Crisis Committee, who has been in constant communication and doing a great job in keeping residents up to speed. Now chatting to the municipality, and there's some updates regarding the water supply situation in Phoenix and in Verulam. Good morning, Roshan. Thank you for joining us on The Breakfast Express.
Good morning, O'Neill and listeners. Thank you for having us.
Right, Roshan, if I'm correct, just yesterday you had to write to the President's office to appeal for assistance. Has the municipality and the Deputy President's task team not responded with solutions since the last time you and I had a chat?
Well, unfortunately, O'Neill, they haven't responded with any form of assistance to the Verulam and surrounding suburb communities. Hence, the request now for the President to personally step in regarding the crisis.
Okay, so let's focus a bit now initially on Trenens Park, right? Particularly the roads where residents have had no water for over 7 months. Every time I say that, it just leaves me gobsmacked. When residents protested the last time, did they get water for a couple of hours? Doesn't this mean that it is possible for water to reach them? And why is there now a continuous or not a continuous flow for them to have water in their taps?
Well, O'Neill, there's a few issues that's going on with the Trenens Park system, but we must backtrack a bit because their water comes from Mount View Reservoir, which is the main reservoir receiving supply from Durban Heights, which is based in Reservoir Hills. So recently, the contracted volumes from Umgeni Utukela to Itikwini has significantly slowed down, therefore limiting the supply of water to the Mount View Reservoir. And this automatically impacts on the Trenens Park 1 and Trenens Park 3 Reservoir, which is the worst affected area in the Verulam communities. So what has happened this morning, we met in the war room where we have the South African Human Rights Commission and the municipal officials and the experts, including the Verulam Water Crisis Committee, and we reiterated this challenge in the Trenens Park area, particularly the 12 worst affected roads, which are now, as you've correctly said, beyond 7 months. And the decision taken this morning is that a dedicated team of engineers, high-tech plumbers and electricians will be deployed there for this entire week, even next week, where they will be physically on the ground at those towers, at those reservoirs, trying to augment the supply to that area. However, the challenge is if water supply is still restricted from Umgeni Utukela to Mount View, it will still hamper efforts, notwithstanding teams being on the ground. So we asked Umgeni Utukela to be with us at this morning's meeting, and they've also indicated that they will assist in ensuring that the contracted volumes of megaliters is dispatched to the northern aqueduct to ensure this exercise is successful.
That almost sounds hopeful, but just to simplify it now, not to throw cold water on it, is there any indication when these residents can expect water back, having said what you said?
Well, we're hoping that if we get a steady supply into the Mount View Reservoir, it is a very large reservoir and it needs beyond 2.5 meter depth for it to pump and to do so satisfactorily to TP3. If we're able to sustain that for at least 2 days, I'm sure by the third day we'll be able to get supply to these 12 affected roads.
Let's just turn our attention to this for a moment, Roshan. The Grange to Mount View areas, right, find themselves without water for days at a time. Are there any measures being taken to address the water problem in these areas?
Yes. In fact, today there's a major shutdown taking place in the Grange area, and this is because because the final tie-in of an aqueduct from Hazelmere to Grange is being completed today. So we've announced as the Verulam Water Crisis Committee to all affected residents supply from the Grange Reservoir that they will have to store water for at least 24 hours. And we're hoping that by midnight tomorrow, that work and welding, etc., would have been completed. And this will ensure that a larger volume of water from the Hazelmere treatment works reaches the Grange Reservoir. And we're hoping if that is successful tonight and tomorrow, O'Neill, that the water woes of the Grange network, which supplies the CBD, Waterloo, and Everest Heights and Redcliffe and Buffalo's Dry, including towards Osindisweni, that their water woes would have ended. So we're very prayerful and hopeful that is successful tonight. And I'm very optimistic that we'd get it right today.
Well, I'm hopeful as you are there. Just some refreshing news there. And just finally, Roshan, can you give us an update on the water situation in the large settlement of Phoenix?
Well, Phoenix has struggled in the past few weeks as well. Not as much as Verulam. They've been getting erratic supply, sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening. However, I was advised in the war room meeting for the past 3 days, many of the Phoenix areas have not received water. So that is directly linked to the slow supply from Umgeni Uthukela from Durban Heights. So we've been advised that they had a problem in one of the legs of the aqueducts, but they have subsequently indicated to us this morning that all reservoirs have stabilized and therefore flow into Phoenix should improve within the next 24 hours. So we will be monitoring that with our colleagues from Phoenix as well. Remember, this also supplies a bit of Tongaat as well, and Tongaat unfortunately is in a crisis mode similar to Verulam. Presently, a major part does not have water this morning.
Right, just you want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, Tongaat, you know, gets water from two sources. Tongaat is fortunate to have its own waterworks plant, and they have a bypass also from Umgeni Uthukela. And presently, that system has gone down for many hours. In fact, for the last 2 weeks, it's been a challenge. There's been a burst experience literally every 2 days. You'd get contractors in replacing 100 or 200 meters of new pipeline and only to have it burst elsewhere. And that has been a repetitive thing in the last 2 weeks. These pipes are aged. A lot of them are asbestos pipes. And hence, you know, we've had the floods, we've had shift in geo surface areas, etc. And you also have encroachment of residences near these servitudes. So that's also a cause for concern. But what has happened now is that this work has now been completed. And as soon as it was completed, two further bursts arose. So there is a designated team that's now been allocated to Tongaat from this morning's war room meeting, and they are on site. And we also have our colleagues from the Tongaat Civic Association that are monitoring that situation on the ground as we speak. But it is very challenging because we're talking a few thousands of homes in Tongaat without water for the past 3 to 4 days as well.
Well, thank you for that update, Roshan. I think at this time, you know, I know that all goals have not been achieved in terms of water in the taps, but I'd like to thank you and your Water Crisis Committee for standing up and for the sterling work you're doing to get people the shortest route possibly to get water in their taps.
Thank you, O'Neill. We appreciate your comments.
Right. So that was the engaging the authorities there to step up the service delivery. We'll, of course, keep you updated on that. You are free to comment on this, please, if you are in those areas. Let's get your voices behind these stories. This is The Breakfast Express. Lotus FM.